The new king addresses British Parliament. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
As I stand before you today, I cannot help but feel the weight of history which surrounds us.
King Charles III, a short time ago, days after ascending to the throne after his mother, Queen Elizabeth, died, ending Britain's longest ever reign of 70 years.
He will then be heading up to Edinburgh, Scotland, where the oak coffin of the late queen with royal insignia was carried by hearse through a jammed city on Sunday from her Balmoral home up there, where she passed away last week. The coffin right now is at the royal residence in the city. This afternoon, King Charles III will join family members, including the Queen's other children, Princes Andrew and Edward, Princess Anne, as they walk with the casket to the main cathedral in the city for a service and public viewing.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. Northern California firefighters have made some progress, battling a 65-square-mile wildfire that's now 10% contained, more than 10,000 people under evacuation orders. Another fire in Southern California is nearly half contained. It's killed two people, burned down at least 30 homes. Kids still are not back to school in Seattle.
Seattle public schools canceled classes as teachers strike over pay and classroom support. Around 50,000 students were supposed to return to school last week, but the start of the school year is on hold as the district and the teachers union are locked in negotiations.
Fox's Richard Jordan. We keep saving gas money.
Gasoline prices fell another 12 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks.
Analyst Tripoli Lundberg's survey of stations has regular $3.85 a gallon. AAA's national average $3.71. That's a dollar less than the record high. There's a new champion in tennis.
Carlos Alcaraz arrives at his destiny.
Alcaraz won the U.S. Open on ESPN. The 19-year-old is now the youngest player ever ranked number one in the world. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Americans reflected and remembered on Sunday, 9/11, 21 years after the terror attacks that left nearly 3,000 people dead.
We have repaired what was threatened. We fortified what was attacked. The indomitable spirit has never, ever wavered.
President Biden went to the Pentagon, where one of the four planes hijacked by terrorists that day hit. Two others went into the Twin Towers that later collapsed. That was a ceremony at Ground Zero in New York. Flight 93 heroes that fought back were honored in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Ukraine's counteroffensive continues to take back areas Russian forces had taken control of during the invasion. And authorities in Kyiv say power has been restored in much of the Kharkiv region after Russian attacks on power stations and infrastructure over the weekend, as the U.S. continues to send military aid and financing.
Defense Department Undersecretary Sasha Baker saying during a Friday briefing that the aim is to keep the pressure on the Russians.
I think it's clear that Putin's invasion is not going exactly as he anticipated, and the Russians have thus far failed to achieve their strategic objectives.
Baker says the U.S. policy concerning Ukraine remains clear.
Our goal is to support the Ukrainians in defending their territory and putting them in the strongest possible position.
The comments come as Ukraine is reporting gains against Russian forces in portions of the country. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Makarova saying this Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation.
As we said before, we will not surrender, and we will liberate all Ukraine.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, rising stock futures suggest more gains. The Dow has surged up 1,000 points the past three trading days. On Sunday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-3. A few other games of note. In Week 1, Minnesota topped Green Bay. Pittsburgh edged Cincinnati on a field goal in overtime. Miami defeated New England 20-7. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.